Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Operators had to activate a backup system when Iranian-backed hackers reportedly gained partial control of a portion of the drinking water system in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. This wasn't the first attempt.
The Cyber Avengers hacking group is also accused of targeting 10 water treatment plants in Israel since the war against Hamas began. Experts say the Cyber Avengers group is becoming increasingly sophisticated. Federal authorities reportedly believe the group successfully hacked 4 water treatment plants on the East Coast in recent days. All of them use software developed by an Israeli-owned company.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Israel and Hamas have extended the pause in their hostilities another 2 days to allow for the release of more hostages. Hamas released 11 on Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is said to be in touch with Chinese health officials about a simultaneous rise in various respiratory illnesses. This is ABC News. We learned during the pandemic about the fragility of global supply lines. President Biden Monday touting the work that's been done strengthening those lines, calling for a more proactive approach.
Directed my cabinet to create an early warning system that uses data to spot supply chain risks to our economic security, our national security, our energy security, and our climate security.
Busy time of year for food pantries, but many offer food just for humans. Los Angeles area animal doctor wants to change that.
The pantry was set up by Dr. Quan Stewart, a veterinarian who treats animals living on Skid Row. Dr. Stewart says the biggest challenges homeless people have with their pets are medical care and food.
But I've seen them, they'll sacrifice their own meals to feed their pets first. And occasionally there are services that will come through and unload dog food, but it's inconsistent.
Dr. Stewart says food donations are coming in. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 23. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a few flurries possible at times, lows level off around 14. Daytime highs approaching 35 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 32. 30 Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 23 today. Lows level off around 14 tonight. Wish a top off around 35 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 4 above.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press. And the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Now, I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm
stepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid,
country.
It's called Last Night Lonely. As it's Justin, happy Tuesday. Let's do. We're finally back to the work week. Yesterday was kind of like the warm-up day. And it took me half the day to get going yesterday. So today, it's on. Warren Ziders now. Here's Pretty Little Poison.
Even now we're in a bad town. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls over in a while. It's gone like a record on.
Poison, my heart aching in that. With a kiss on her lips, just like sex.
98QCountry.com.
What I want, but hey, don't we all?
Chris Jansen. All I Need Is You, and it's here at 98Q Country. So we got something great. You know that Joel Carnegie, he's been a part of the morning show here at 98Q Country for a very long time, and it's over 24 years strong, but we're going to add a new twist to this, too. So now at the top and the bottom of the hour, we've got news and sports updates. This happens weekday mornings with ABC News, so this is going to be good stuff. Plus, of course, we give you all the local information. Of course, we do that, like we always have. More great music on the way. Stick around. It's 98Q Country.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 23. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. A few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 14. Daytime highs approaching 35 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 32. 30 Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 23 today. Lows level off around 14 tonight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 4 above.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Boy, runs on dreams and gas.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
Underwood. It's called Out of the Truck. And so it was coming from BabyCenter.com. They released the annual report of the most popular names. And we're going to start with the ladies. So the most popular girl name was, again, this year was Olivia, which was the number one name in 22 and 21. Followed by Emma at number two, Amelia, Sophia, Charlotte, Ava, Isabella, Maya, and Evelyn. I think Evelyn, that might be a new one to the list, but I do like that one. There's nothing too crazy. Those are all actually very good names. Stick around. We're going to get to the boys coming up next.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Yeah.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
It's called Truck Bed. So we're going through the baby names. Babycenter.com released the list for 2023. We just did the girls' names, the most popular baby names for girls. Now we're going to do boys. So coming in at number one again this year went to Noah. It was number one last year, followed by Liam, which had held the top spot. As I look over the list, a lot of L's. So here's what out rounds it out. Elijah, Mateo, Lucas, Levi, Leo, Ezra, and Luca. I know a Liam. I don't know anybody. You know what? Those are all actually quite new names. I don't know a lot of, you know, parents that have named their kids any of those. So those are good ones.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside like my heart's full of big break.
Enjoy the magic of the holidays mixed in with country favorites during Sawyer Brown with a sprinkle of Christmas on Saturday, December 2nd at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. You'll feel the spirit of the season as Sawyer Brown performs cherished holiday melodies and chart-topping country hits in this must-see performance. Purchase your tickets today at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 years or older to attend all shows. Music is more fun at the lake.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late-day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s, and for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 2 above.
Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. But I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you. We're thanking God for. So thank God.
Just do 9 cents in the ashtray. Half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt. Folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
Everybody here.